Okay, the year six pupils at Michael Faraday School. This morning went out, a wonderful, fantastic trip. Something quite exciting, a bit different, and we're going to find out a little more about it. So I have three film reviewers. That gives a big clue away with me. So first of all, your names, young man?
Warren.
Kelly.
Eunice.
Because we have Warren, Kelly and Eunice from Michael's class in year six. Let's ask Warren first. So where did year six go to today?
Surrey Quays.
And Surrey Quays in particular, you went to the...
Odeon.
So to the cinema, yes?
Yeah.
And Kelly, so it's not too far. How did you get there?
We walked a bit and then we went by bus and then we walked a bit more.
Good. I thought you were going to say that you walked all the way to Surrey Quays, but not quite that far. Right, Eunice, so when you arrived at Surrey Quays, what was the film that you were going to see?
Paddington.
And had you seen that film yourself before?
No.
But you're familiar with the story?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a fairly new film. People might be familiar who are listening. Let's go back to Warren and ask him. So can you maybe just summarise, what is the basic plot all about?
Paddington moving to London.
And is this something which he finds very easy in the film? Does he just move to London, everything's fine, he lives happily ever after?
No, he sneaks into a boat and then he gets to London. Then it was hard for him to get to a house because everyone said no, because he was a bear and they thought he was scary.
Okay, so Kelly, so we see that Paddington's got a few problems to try and overcome. So in the film, how does he actually manage to make friends and to find somewhere to live and to fit in? What happens?
He's at the train station and a family come out the train and they just talking, and then the wife comes over and starts talking to him, and then she decides to take him home with her family, and then over there he keeps using stuff that he's not meant to use and breaking things. And he floods the toilet.
Okay, so a fairly tough question, I think, for Eunice. And so you said you're familiar with the book. How would you say, how does the Paddington film, how is it different to maybe the books that you've been reading? Was there anything in the film which you weren't expecting?
Well, I wasn't expecting Paddington to... I wasn't expecting him to stick a toothbrush in his ear and actually eat it. I thought he was going to look at it and then drop it in the toilet and then flood the toilet.
So he was quite a mischievous bear, you could say, perhaps.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But you need to think really about the film, and it was very nice to go along on the trip. And so, Warren, back to you. Is this a film that you enjoyed?
Yeah.
Any particular reason? Was there something in the film which you thought, wow, that's wonderful?
Because there was when he flooded the toilet, then the dad opened the door and then the water started flooding the house. Then it was all watery. And then he came into the kitchen. Then the little boy Jonathan said that that was cool.
Okay, and then Kelly, a final question for you. Would there be anything in the film that you could maybe think could have been improved on? If you were the filmmaker, was there something which you thought, that's not quite right?
Well, not really. I thought maybe the lady might have dropped off the building and not maybe hurt herself more.
But it was powerful acting, it was all very believable.
Yeah, the bad guy was good and Paddington was... He wasn't real, but he was still good.
Okay, and then the very, very final question. So back to Eunice. So is this a film that you would recommend to your other friends?
Well, it depends really on how the what the friends kind of likes. Say if he likes like comedy or something like that, then it's a movie for him. But if he likes other stuff like drama or something like that, then I say it's not for him.
Okay, that's very good thoughts. That's been very useful. And so Warren, Kelly and Eunice, our three members of the Year 6 Film Review Club, thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.